Hey there, it's Danny Eney. I'm the executive producer at Miracy FM, which is the network that publishes the show you're about to listen to. I'm stepping in to let you know about an exciting opportunity for you to create more leverage and freedom in your business, because we're opening the doors to a brand new program called the Course Freedom Formula, which is perfect for coaches, consultants, and experts who want to grow their impact. In the program, you'll build and launch a successful online course in just 12 weeks. And it's based on over a decade of experience and insight into building profitable online courses. By the end, you'll have chosen your topic, done your market research, built your course, and filled it with paying students. Enrollment is open for just a few days, May 17th through the 21st. To learn more about the program and to see how you can get more freedom in your business, head to miracy.fm/course. That's miracy.fm/course. And now, on with the show.
Miracy.
Hi, I'm Marcy Nelson Garrison, and you're listening to Making It. I'm a product mentor, a writer, an artist, and the founder of the Coaching Toys online store. And mostly, I'm an advocate for creativity in service of transformation. I grew up in the era when opportunities for women were very limited. I mean, really, you could be a teacher, you could be a secretary, you could be a nurse, or you could be a nun. Grew up Catholic. And the things I dreamt about when I was in grade school were being an archaeologist or policewoman or being an underwater researcher. I mean, nothing was reflected back to me as a possibility. The only thing I did entrepreneurial when I was young was my folks had a big yard and big garden, and so I got a little plot in the garden and I grew corn and I would sell ears of corn every summer. I think one of the things that I got from my upbringing, I got some great values. They really were about integrity and honesty and fairness and things like that. But they didn't really invite big dreaming. It's like, don't rock the boat, stay small, know your place, don't dream too big, don't have ambitions. Even though I was a shy introvert, I had a very strong inner voice that just kept leading me down an alternative path. And fortunately, I listened to it, and I just kept following that voice and have had a really interesting journey. When I was fourth, fifth grade, I could dream really big. But as I got older, I got all those messages that, no, here's your path. It's this little tiny, narrow little path. So I kind of had to be sneaky about how I broke the rules. My first job out of art school was working in advertising. And I did that quite a while. And I was self-employed for a good chunk of that. Then I was doing all my own personal work, and I think there was a lot of social change happening then, especially around women's rights, and I was impacted by that. And so I think I started on my own healing journey first to reclaim who I was and kind of figure out what are these rules I'm carrying around in my backpack that I can finally let go of. And so after doing some of my personal work, I transitioned to psychology, became a psychologist. For a number of years, I worked with adult survivors of childhood sexual abuse and also management consultation. I had a range of different work I did there. And then I found coaching. Coaching just unleashed creativity for me. And I figured, I wonder if there are other coaches also creating products. And so I went in search of them. And that led to creating the Coaching Toys online store. And from there, it was a natural evolution to helping people create products and programs. But always, always through everything I've done, I've been an advocate for creativity in service of transformation. It's about finding your way to your own deep wisdom and claiming it and then being willing to share it with the world. Once I started really being in this coaching industry and building a business and that kind of thing, I hit a point where I was doing all the things you're supposed to do, and I was getting really mediocre results. And I had to stop at that point and just think about, what do I need to do differently? What's going to make this work? Either I got to make it work or I'm out of here. And so I took a little bit of a break. And I think the first thing I realized is that I had rejected the color pink for most of my life. The reason I did that is because it was symbolic of being female and being less than. So the first thing is to reclaim pink. Pink actually became an acronym for me, and it stood for power, imagination, nurturing, and knowing, which I think are like developmental areas for women to step into. The other thing I realized I was doing is I was regurgitating what everyone else was saying. I was doing some product mentoring, but it still was other people's ideas. I didn't really have my own flavor, my own style. That was a really important move too. It's like, how do I want to do this? What's really important to me? What's important to me about helping people create products? What is it that I want to help them reclaim? And there was a woman I heard speak many years ago by the name of Gail Straub, and she offered this wonderful question, like, what is it that you want to protect and pass on? And for me, it was to empower women to bring the feminine energy into the business. Feminine energy includes creativity and intuition, spiritual journey, and all of those sorts of things. The third thing I had to do, I hired a mentor and really invested in a big way in moving forward. And it wasn't until I could do those things that my signature program emerged. So when that happened, I think that's when everything started to change because I could stand out. It was interesting for JV partners. It was unique. I didn't have a lot of competition in the field. And it was darn fun. It was really fun to deliver and to see what would happen for people. But I think going through those transformation pieces for myself is what led to the piece that really opened up a whole new world as an entrepreneur. So it's just been growing and growing every year. I look at my cohorts in my generation who are all retiring. And for all you late bloomers out there, I'm peaking. It's kind of exciting. Making it kind of implies there's an endpoint, and then that's it. And I don't see it as final destination. I see your growth as an entrepreneur kind of like a spiral with a lot of little making it stars along the way. Because every time you reach for an achievement or a goal or one of those pivot moments, it's really cool to celebrate. But then it opens up a whole new circle of learning and growing. So the spiral keeps going until the next making it moment. There was an opportunity to participate in an event. An organization had an event and they would pick 5 people. You had to apply and interview to present to a whole bunch of people in the coaching industry. And I applied for that. This is a shy person who doesn't really like speaking in public. This was getting on a stage with a whole audience behind me, speaking to 20 people and presenting my program. And I got accepted. And that changed things because it up-leveled my thinking about my business. I got a lot of great results from doing that. It started me down the JV path in a really big way. And that's been an incredible learning curve, not only learning how to launch and promote my own programs with a JV partner, but promoting others has also been really interesting because it gives you standing in the community and people notice when you do well for a JV partner and then they reach out to you to promote them and hopefully they'll promote me as well. I think the biggest mistake I've made on the road to making it is listening to other people tell me who or what I should be and not recognizing when I'm telling myself a story. That's one of the things I highly recommend having a coach or mentor that could just listen to you and go, you know, that's a story. One of the things that I'm about is being an advocate for creative processes and helping people get out of their heads. patterns that I created, creative prompts that would use visual images to help people get out of their heads. And it ended up turning into a product, which is another fun thing when products come from service. It's like, what do they need? I'll create that. But that whole getting out of your head is, we do not stay in the creative process long enough. We're like, here's an idea, I'm going to run with it. And usually it's the second or third or fourth iteration that really nails it. And so I really encourage people to stay in the creative process, trust what's coming to you, keep pulling back the layers, keep trying it at another different angle. It's a lot like painting, and it can be the same with a product. I don't know what people will do with what I create after I'm gone, and I don't necessarily care. I mean, I think a lot of people will learn how I work and they will repeat it. I think that's one of the biggest forms of compliment, is when people start to mimic your style or bring in some of the, can I use this tool you used? Yes, you can use it. So I think it's probably more about my way of working, of using a lot of right brain tools to get people out of their heads. And so they're just not always trying to figure everything out. And then I'm also an artist. So I think my art, in a sense, is a big piece of what I leave behind, because those are tangible things that people could hang on their wall and get joy from. I think that that's a piece of legacy, my art. I'm Marcy Nelson Garrison, and you've been listening to Making It. And you can find out more about me at pinkparadigm.com. And I actually have a couple of gifts for you. Look for a link for them in the show notes. Two ebooks, Make It Irresistible, Your Amazing Product Idea Playbook, and The Ultimate Secret, The Power of Three. And this is the only strategy you need for creating cool products.
Making It is part of the Miracy FM podcast network, which also includes such shows as Just Between Coaches and Once Upon a Business. To catch the great episodes that are coming up on Making It, please follow us on YouTube or your favorite podcast player. And if you enjoyed the show, please leave us a comment or a starred review. It's the best way to help us get these ideas to more people. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Danny Eney again, executive producer at Miracy FM and creator of the Course Freedom Formula, a new program that will walk you through building and launching a successful online course in just 12 weeks. I wanted to give you the link to the program information page again, because enrollment is open for just a few days. I also want to mention that we're offering the program on a pay-what-you-can basis. That means that after you pay a small activation fee, you get to decide what you want to pay for the Course Freedom Formula based on the value that you receive. Doors are only open from May 17th through the 21st, though, so head to miracy.fm/course for more information. If creating more freedom and impact is on your business bucket list for the year, then don't miss out on this opportunity. You'll get the expert guidance and support that you need to build a thriving online course by the end of the summer. Again, the link is miracy.fm/course. That's miracy.fm/course.